The final agreement from the climate summit calls for annual spending of $300 billion for developing countries to make the transition away from fossil fuels, adapt to future global warming, and pay for the damage caused by extreme weather. Global South nations had demanded much more, $1.3 trillion a year. The president of the COP29 summit, Mukhtar Babayev, gaveled the deal into acceptance before any nation had a chance to speak. When the microphones were opened for comment, India's negotiator, Chandi Raina, blasted the agreement, calling it an optical illusion.
The amount that is proposed to be mobilized is abysmally poor. It's a paltry sum. It is not something that will enable conducive climate action that is necessary for the survival of our country and for the growth of our people, their livelihoods. And I'm sorry to say that we cannot accept it.
Several nations spoke in agreement. Nigeria's CEO of the National Council on Climate Change called the deal a joke.
This is an insult. $300 billion is unrealistic. Let us tell ourselves the truth. This is 3 a.m. and we're going to clap our hands and say this is what we're going to do? I don't think so.
Adding insult to injury, some of the $300 billion will come in the form of private loans instead of outright grants, sinking poor nations further into debt as they struggle to deal with the climate crisis they had virtually no part in creating. The European Union representative, though, called the agreement ambitious, realistic, and achievable, and noted the political roadblocks. Activists in the plenary hall could be heard coughing over his speech in an attempt to disrupt it.
We do feel that the result of today is actually exceptionally important. We are living in a time of truly challenging geopolitics, and we should simply not have the illusion that it will soon get better. So sealing a deal truly is exceptional. In my view, COP29 will be remembered as the start of a new era for climate finance.
Although no one mentioned President-elect Donald Trump publicly, all were aware that he pulled the U.S. out of the climate accords when he took office in 2017 and likely will do so again. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a post on X that he had hoped for a more ambitious outcome, but Guterres said the agreement provides a base on which to build. The UN Climate Secretary Simon Steele echoed that view.
This new finance goal is an insurance policy for humanity amid worsening climate impacts hitting every country. But like any insurance policy, it only works if premiums are paid in full and on time. Promises must be kept to protect billions of lives.
Other nations like Cuba said the developed countries' unwillingness to spend trillions of dollars addressing climate change rings hollow. Cuba's representative spoke through an interpreter.
The pledge of $300 billion represents less now for developing countries than what was represented by the $100 billion in 2009. If you take into account inflation over recent years. And it alarmingly contrasts with the defense budgets of developed countries.
The head of the Greenpeace delegation at the climate summit had the oil industry in his sights, saying that the true opponents are, quote, the fossil fuel merchants of despair and reckless nature destroyers who hide snugly behind every government's low climate ambition. Greenpeace added that as activists look to next year's climate summit in Brazil, quote, we must hold on to hope. Hope that is firmly anchored on people demanding climate ambition. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.